After failing to pass a plant facilities levy by less than 0.1%, you heard that right, 0.1%, the College of Western Idaho requested a vote recount. That recount is supposed to be going on today. Now, if passed, the money from the levy would have helped pay for a new health science building on CWI's main campus in Nampa. The building would allow 2,500 more students to take health and science courses, tripling those programs' capacity. Joining me live in studio to talk more about what's next is CWI spokesperson Mark Browning. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
This had to have been a blow.
A tough day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're watching and following the returns Tuesday night, and it kept going and kept going. And you know, it said right at 55%. We're like, wow, we're right there. We're right there. And then you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you refresh. You wake up at 4 and you refresh. And at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're going, oh, 54.97, blah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It was a tough day.
Yeah.
But you know what? We picked ourselves up. We put our shoes on and went to work that morning. And students still showed up for class. And we're still doing good things. And here we are.
So because it was such a small percentage, and because
Correct.
You had to have 55%, just to clarify, to, in order for this to pass.
Right.
So it was the 54.999.
Yeah.
And it failed by about 140 votes. By law, you can request a free recount.
Absolutely. So Idaho State Code is pretty clear. And if you're within the margin, which we clearly were, then a recount can and would be provided for you if you request it. So we talked about it at great length and said, you know, there's two schools of thought.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, people say, why didn't you go fight for it? You know, it didn't cost you any money. Why wouldn't you do that? And on the other side, it was, well, the voters told you no. Why are you going and trying to overturn this decision? And so we weighed both. And especially given that there's a recount in District 15 mm-hmm. from the Ada County side, at least part of Ada County, they were going to be doing a recount anyway. So we looked at it and said, you know, when it's that close, you've got to, you know, we have full faith that the county elections offices in both Canyon and Ada County, they're very good. They're very professional. But let's go through the process. Let's do the due diligence. Then everything is signed and sealed, and we'll take whatever comes out.
Oh, and what about this when it came out that there were 39 votes that were found after the election in Canyon County? That will not sway whether
it
changes. But did that play into it?
You know, it certainly plays in your mindset that says, well, you know, maybe just because there was that abnormality, there might be, you know, let's just take a look. Let's just take a look.
So from here, what are next steps?
Pending the outcome of the recount, then the trustees will have to sit down with the administration and say, okay, we now know this is the final outcome of the vote. Given A or B, what are the options? We do know there is an option to go. So community colleges can go to the voters to ask for approval on tax levy or bond measures twice a year, May and November. We do not have the same schedule as school districts, which can go in March and also in August.
Mm-hmm.
So May is the only other option. And the reason that May is of a primary date concern is the $10 million that's sitting there is a contingency from the legislature that says, if you raise the remaining money, then this $10 million goes with you. That expires June 30th of 19. So May would be the last effort to do mm-hmm. that. If not, then that $10 million goes away.
So let's back up a little bit for people that may not be fully familiar with this. And let's talk about the money that was allocated, that $10
right.
million, and then ultimately the cost of building this building and why.
It's a 105,000 square foot building, four stories, designed to educate students for careers in healthcare, nursing, surgical tech, radiology tech, medical assist, all the different professions that go within healthcare short of being a doctor. That building is estimated to cost $49 million. It was part of the original package in 2016 to build out the campus and set that course for 30 years. That package did not pass. So in the wake of that, in talking to voters, community members, leaders, industry people, they said, what's your number one priority? Without question, healthcare. So we pulled that building out, re-looked at it and said, okay, it's going to cost $49 million to build that building. Now, thankfully, we have the land, so that's not mm-hmm. part of the cost. That's just the construction cost to open the door. We then went and worked with Governor Otter and the legislature and got them to say, look, we'll put up $10 million contingent on you raising the rest of it by this date to finish out the building. That's where the $39 million in capital money, it would cost about $48 by the time the term of the loan,
right,
10 years, is done. So that's why when you saw the ballot and it said $48 million, it's $4.8 million a year for 10 years. You know, I liken this to many times. You go buy a car and it's $20,000, but by the time the loan is over, you pay $25, $26, whatever it is. So that's how we got to
that final number.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with College of Western Idaho spokesperson Mark Browning. Also, make sure you tune in tomorrow because we will be talking with Ada County election officials about ballot recounts. CWI is going through one right now. So if you do have a question or a comment, you can contact us today and you can ask those questions by emailing us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And getting back to our conversation with Mark, so if the determination is the same,
yeah,
you have to go back to your trustees and figure out next steps. And what is interesting to me about this, we just talked with Kevin Richard at Idaho Ed News, doing this in-depth series about our 60% goal.
Yep.
And this is what he's talking about.
Exactly. It is aligning education to be delivering the skills and training needed for people to get a completion. Now, often when we say go to college, immediately you and I conjure up in our minds
4 years.
4 years, Ivy Walls, I go get a psychology degree, you know, whatever. It is about aligning education to the needs and desires of what is needed in our community and pairing that with the abilities for where our students want to go. And in this case, healthcare is a wide open field in terms for all kinds of positions for students to go pursue. You don't necessarily have to be a biology guru to have a career in healthcare. You can be a medical assistant. You can do a number, you know, surgical tech, you know, with the instruments. You can do all kinds of things short of nursing that you don't have to be really great at biology. And there are a ton of these jobs. I mean, we have thousands of jobs that are going unmet right now within healthcare, and it's only compounding based on the amount of people that are moving here and at the rate that our population is not only growing with influx of population, but at the rate, now you're not aging, but the rest of us are. And it's
I really
happening
appreciate
every
that.
Day.
It is. Well, and we have what's called a silver wave coming to Idaho.
Oh, it's here. It's here, my friend. The demographic 65 and older is they have access and needs for health care. That demographic is growing at 6 times the rate of any other demographic. You know, Kevin talked about those degree and certificate attainments between 25 and 34.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that demographic of 65 and older is growing at 6 times the rate of any other demographic in the state. Think about that for a minute.
And you're also seeing people who maybe, you know, they graduated high school, maybe took some time off, had a family,
yeah,
coming back. And it also fits into that demographic of trying to reach that 60% goal. So all of this, I mean, it goes hand in hand.
We are very committed to help the state move towards the 60% goal. But what our business is, if you want to look at that way, we take those who say, I'm either not ready, I don't want to go, I see no need to go, or I go and this isn't for me. And they end up just being off the books for a while. And at age 22, 23, 24, 25, oh, wait a minute. I see that I've got to have some sort of a skill, some sort of a path towards a career to make it now in life. I can't get by on just what I had in high school. And that's where CWI, CSI, NIC, CEI, that's the role we fill. That's our business.
So at this point, you can't say definitively if you would take this to a ballot in May or not.
We don't
if
know yet.
You don't
yeah.
know.
No. That'll be a decision the trustees will have to make. But until we get, you know, the official designation of the recount and that is certified, then we'll take it up at that point.
Well, good luck to you.
Oh,
I know
thanks.
That had to have been that was a surprising day, I think, for many people to get to see those results.
One we won't forget.
Yeah, right. My guest today, Mark Browning with the College of Western Idaho.